A former Brackendale resident who kept 29 dogs in unsanitary conditions on her property in 2016 is expected to undergo sentencing this summer. Nettie Sin Minions, whose name is now listed in the court registry as Sin, was previously charged under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. Last year, she was found guilty of 2 counts of causing animals to continue to be in distress. Sin appeared in North Vancouver Provincial Court this year on March 10 for her sentencing. However, that day, Judge Joanne Challenger decided to delay imposing a sentence on Sin, stating that it was necessary to gather more information. Back in November 2016, authorities executed a warrant on her then property in Brackendale and seized 29 dogs that were found in the location. Last year, Challenger said in her decision that the home was in disarray. Newspapers were on the floor in a number of locations heavily soiled with urine and dried feces. The home was observed to smell strongly of urine and feces. Some of the dogs were found in a vehicle in the home's garage. The inside of the vehicle was found clawed and chewed and soiled with urine and feces, said Challenger. The dogs were also smeared with feces. Sin has since been allowed to keep a limited number of dogs. However, Challenger said it has not been clear that Sin has been abiding by those terms. I told you, 2 pets at home, you weren't bringing any more. 2. And I told you you needed to come to court with independent evidence that you had only 2 dogs, and the condition of your home and the condition of the dogs in your home, said Challenger when addressing Sin in court in March. Mr. Minion says that as of September, you had at least 3 dogs. Your character letters refer to the fact that currently, you have had your dogs. So I am left with contradictory evidence. Robert Minions was Sin's partner at the time authorities executed the warrant in November 2016. I'm sorry, Your Honor. Maybe I misunderstood you, replied Sin. I just want to say, Your Honor, I am sorry. I have accepted the responsibility. And I just want to move forward with my life. And it's been hell. My life has been a hell. My health has been affected. Financially, it's been affected. A married life. I don't know what that is anymore. So my life is upside down. And all I can say is I'm sorry. I accept responsibility. I wish to move forward. Challenger noted that Sin has paid about $21,000 in financial penalties so far in this case. She was initially considering imposing an additional $3,000 per count for a total of $6,000. This was the fine that was recommended by the Crown. However, Challenger said she was changing her mind and considering a more severe sentence because, in her view, Sin was not forthcoming with the court. She noted that the court asked to look at Sin's financial information so as to determine what might be a reasonable financial penalty. However, Challenger said the information appears to be incomplete. You have, in fact, chosen to provide a bank account statement of a single month, which is clearly not representative of your finances, because it has no other expenses coming and going out of it, said the judge. There's no rent, or payments for car expenses. There's no utilities shown on it. Challenger also said there was evidence that Sin was not being transparent about the number of dogs that were in her household in July of 2022. You certainly have not shown that you have a reasonable number of dogs that are in good condition, she said. In fact, I have to conclude, to the contrary, that you are once again obfuscating how many dogs you have, and you do not want anyone to come and see the condition of those dogs in your home. Challenger was also of the view that Sin had misrepresented where she lives. On March 10, Sin said that she lived in Vancouver. But Challenger's recollection was that in previous hearings, Sin had told the court she lived in Surrey with Minions. The judge said the inconsistencies were causing her great concern. It may be Ms. Sin that the only way to get through to you is by imposing a much more significant fine and a much longer prohibition than the Crown is asking for, Challenger said. As a result, Challenger adjourned the sentencing and issued a subpoena for Sin's current landlord to appear before court. She needs to come to court to tell us what's actually going on with Ms. Sin and any dog or dogs she may have in her possession, the judge said. Challenger also asked for the transcripts of Sin's previous court appearances. Sin's next appearance in court is scheduled for July 28.